Governor Kristi Noem says the state will not do business with entities that are involved in a campaign boycotting the state of Israel. Noem's executive order requires contractors and bidders to certify they are not participating in that campaign when contracting with the state. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Noem wields a blue pen as she signs an executive order that condemns anti-Semitism and stands against the Boycotts, Divestment, and Sanctions Campaign, or BDS. The state becomes the 28th to pass a law or executive order. Noem focuses on the spiritual and national security relationship between the United States and Israel. She says the executive order will ensure that bids or state contracts are not awarded to those aligned with BDS activities. In the Capitol Rotunda following the signing of the executive order, Noem says the state will not tolerate, do business with, or have contracts with those that participate in those boycott activities.
The executive order is 3 pages long, but the real purpose is to say that if we will not knowingly enter into a contract with someone who is a part of that BDS movement, and if we find out afterwards that there is false certification, that we can break that contract as well.
BDS is a Palestinian-led movement that seeks to challenge international support for what they call Israeli apartheid and settler colonialism. Zoha Khalili is a staff attorney at Palestine Legal, which tracks anti-boycott efforts across the country since 2015. Khalili says actions like this penalize people who participate in boycotts of Israel that seek to promote Palestinian freedom and equality.
People are not engaging with the issue of the human rights violations that the Israeli government is engaging in, but they're trying to prevent people from engaging in advocacy around that issue or talking about that issue and passing different kinds of laws to scare people away from having those conversations.
The executive order certification applies to contractors and bidders who employ more than 5 people and who are contracting for goods or services that exceed $100,000. Executive orders are not laws, but have the same legal binding nature. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.